a picture, that's why I love her so. She gazes up into my eyes and whispers soft and low, I want some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy, 'cause I love them so. I took her to a movie, and when the lights were low, I saw my baby wasn't even looking at the show. She said, jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy, 'cause I love them so. Away up on the mountains, the moon was shining bright. I felt so romantic, I held my baby tight. I want some jelly beans, Daddy. I want some jelly beans, Daddy. Get me some jelly beans, Daddy, 'cause I love them so. To the racetrack, she won on every race. She stood up in the grandstand and yelled right in my face, I want some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy, 'cause I love them so. I went down to the corner to get a glass of beer. A pretty gal came up to me and whispered in my ear, I want some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy, 'cause I love them so. Now I'm old and shaky, with whiskers to my knees, but still the girls come up to me and I can hear them tease. I want some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy. Give me some jelly beans, Daddy, 'cause I love them so.
Speedy West.
Thank you. 5. Wonder if I'm still alive. I'm completely bored, nationally insured. Life is not so hard when they stamp your card.
Here's to the guy with the the end. Here's to a few of my favorite lies.
Set 'em up,
we'll toast that lie.
Set 'em up,
we'll toast that lie.
Set 'em up,
we'll toast that lie again.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up tonight's free association. That was a rowdy one, I do believe. Hopefully you enjoyed it, because that was a lot of silliness in there. Jam-packed. Jam-packed. A lot of free association laying on the cutting room floor, for that matter. Always a sad, sad moment when that realization occurs. So hard to cut it back, but you do what you gotta do when you're on a freeform radio station where other people do need to do radio too. Anyway, let us now turn to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. You know I'm going to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. I'm also going to ask you to think about the Radio Obituaries future and go to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and hunt down the Radio Obituary backlog document and help with the research or even, if you wish, producing a radio obituary or two. There's instructions in the post. It's pretty self-explanatory, but you're going to say, do this obit, don't do this obit, or I'll do it. There's a lot of obits out there. And probably another couple hundred before the end of the month. At least that's how it's going to feel. So, I digress, as often I do. Let me get into the initial radio obituary. No, that's not true. I am not getting to the initial radio obituary right now. I am getting to the sacrificial radio obituary tonight. For Van Halen's original bass player, Mark Stone. He played alongside drummer Alex Van Halen and guitarist Eddie Van Halen in pre-Van Halen bands named Genesis and Mammoth. He was a member of Van Halen 72 through 74 when he was replaced by Michael Anthony. Mark Stone just passed away at an age unknown. But he is the sacrificial radio obituary as we roll directly. See how I did that? Directly into the initial radio obituary for Eddie Van Halen. He was an American musician, songwriter, producer, and inventor, and the main songwriter and lead guitarist of Van Halen, which he co-founded in 1972. Eddie Van Halen just passed away at 65. It's the initial radio obituary, starting with what you knew we would have to start with here at Bubbles in the Think Tank for the Eddie Van Halen radio obituary. You didn't have any choice in the matter. I apologize in advance, because it's part of the lore of Bubbles in the Think Tank, so we just don't have any choice. As we begin, said initial radio obituary for Eddie Van Halen right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
Avenue. Model citizen, zero discipline. Hey, don't you know she's coming home with me? You're a loser in the term. I'll get her. Shining machine, got the feel for the wheel, keep the moving parts clean. Hot shoe, burning down the avenue, hit the on-ramp, nothing that she can't do. Don't you know she's coming home with me? You loser in the turn, I'll get her. Panama, 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 Panama.
Barely see the road from the heat coming off of me. I think I'll just reach down here, ease the seat back, fasten my seatbelt, because I think we're in for a ride.
She's blinding, I'm flying, back in the rearview mirror. Got the feeling, power steering, distance popping, ain't no stopping.
That's why you should get a bottle full of Excedrin tablets.
We'll be right back.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Ulla Pia, the Danish singer, best known internationally for her participation in the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest. She just passed away at 75. I'd like to point out that this is one of the first radio obituaries that was addressed in the backlog by our director of minutiae, Bob Cohen. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the help. Go hunt down that document if you haven't helped out yet yourself over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group so you can do a little radio obituary research and help a sister out. Please. Anyway, it's the post-initial radio obituary for Ulla Pia right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm going to say, if I were the one who was researching this one and I'd come to that one, I totally would have been like, I would do this radio obituary for you because it is fun to say Ulla Pia. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ja, det sker så tit, men hun svarer ikke. Stop, ja stop, ja stop, mit slagen er god. For jeg kan fornemme, at du nok vil glemme, at jeg må hjem klokken to. Tænk, ja tænk, ja tænk om drømmene brast. Tiden går helt i stå, når du holder så fast. Lad os bare vandre afsted uden mål eller med. Nyde stjerne himmelens ro, den er skabt for os to. Kom, ja kom, ja kom, måske se et tak. Når tiden er inde til kærligheds puslespil, det bliver uden et stop.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it is the next radio obituary for Lori Nelson. She was an American actress and model, mostly active in the 50s and early 60s, best known for her roles in the TV series How to Marry a Millionaire and the films Revenge of the Creature, All I Desire, and I Died a Thousand Times. But I knew her best from her work in Untamed Youth, where she co-starred opposite Mamie Van Doren as lawbreakers sentenced to work on a punishment farm. That was 1957. Lori Nelson just passed away at 87. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
cleanup radio obituary is for Bunny Stryker Lee, the Jamaican record producer, who began his career working as a record plugger for Duke Reed's Treasure Isle label in 1962. He started producing records on his own, with his first hit being Ron Shirley's Music Field in 1967. He went on to produce hits later in the 60s by Lester Sterling and Stranger Cole, Derek Morgan, Slim Smith, and The Uniques. Also Pat Kelly and The Sensations. The mid-70s, he was the first to break the dominance of the likes of Coxone Dodd and Duke Reed. Bunny Lee just passed away at 79. He is the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm fear get a cigarette now. Well, Brother Moses, the heart is willing, but the pocket is weak. The poor man and the rat man, them raise everything. I can't afford it.
What?
Heal, fear.
Love, Brother Moses.
Man, walk one.
Bandit is on.
You can say that again. Then how business a go?
Can't be worse, Brother Moses. A good for bankrupt any moment now.
What? Then you can't get a loan.
What? In the bank you check now, all you can hear is the bank manager moan and the teller them have grown.
Man, they look like them killing us softly.
Yes, sir, me can't connect at all.
Every day you return a bounce check.
Yeah, so.
Why?
Man, it's dread. Nothing can beat me now. Can't get none feet. We are so far.
So a judgment on the land dread.
Yes, sir. Revelation time. Not see time.
Yeah. Don't you feel the pity in my yard?
Only God can tell you that, Brother Moses. I don't even know. I don't even know I exist myself. Can't get no done, sir.
It's a kind of funny, eh?
Yes, sir.
Fire.
Yeah, revelation time. The
and the wire.
Yes, sir.
So
long time I don't see an ice pal Jarupi. Wanna walk to him?
I am gone to the hills, and the pressure is on.
Welcome to Brad Clancy.
Power game a beaten.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, little joke for Brad Clancy.
Yeah.
When they had a party to this power, if they had drive, but we pass it power no one, them a walk.
Oh. No, I'm so to drive a
car. I'd rather beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brad Clancy, I get a beaten. Right now, my mask got.
For one session.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't connect.
Then the friend 92. My boy Labra should give about it. Him not have wear suit and necktie too. My boy like him a idiot too.
I pay the 12 and a half cent royalty.
shot, like a big, big shot. Give the trumpet to Bigfoot Joe, give the funny to me. Lie down, girl, let me push it up, lie down. Huh. Lie down, girl, let me push it up, lie down. Lie down, girl, let me push it up, lie down. Lie down, girl, let me push it up, lie down. Lie down, girl, let me push it up, lie down.
So me say,
lie down, girl, let me push it up, lie down. Huh. Lie down, girl, let me push it up, lie down.
Yes, folks, this is a big gathering at Music Street. Musical battle between Bonnie Lee and Sir Cox in the round beat. At ringside, we can see some great officials. Officials like King Tubbies the Great, KG, Randis, Prince Buster, Lee Perry, Byron the Dragon, Corey, Attinger, and being a big ball of smoke is no other than Mr. George Benson. There are other officials I haven't seen, such as Harry Palmer, Lee Guptaw. But anyhow, the fight must go on. But on my right stands Sir Cox around beat, wearing red shorts and weighing 200 pounds. On my left stand Bonnie Lee, keeping on his king gown and white shorts, wearing 200 and pounds. Our referee tonight is Joe Frazier. Our judges are Joe Razor, Joe Lewis, and Archie Moore. Now there goes a bell for round one. Well, I can see Cox shuffling across the boundary, and they both get into the middle of the ring now. And the misses. Another left from Cox to Bonnie Lee, and Bonnie Lee misses also. Then stepping around is Joe Frazier, the referee, running around like he's a busy bee. Then you can see Bonnie Lee, right from Bonnie Lee to Cox, and he touches on the eye, but Cox is really bleeding from the eye, and one thrust from Bonnie Lee. And Cox is standing strong like he's really want to do something, and right from Cox to Bonnie Lee, and sitting on his nose, but it comes like nothing doing. And Bonnie Lee to Cox, well, right from Bonnie Lee to Cox, and right from Bonnie Lee to Cox, and Cox is duck, and another right, and Cox will forget to duck, and he's down! Five, and Cox is back on his footprints now. And Cox is coming back like his reel is getting stronger. And I'm right to Bonnie Lee from Cox. Another right to Bonnie Lee from Cox. Bonnie Lee's shooking. Bonnie Lee's shooking. Oh, God damn me, man. No man could come back and fight so good. And another right from Cox to Bonnie Lee. And Bonnie Lee coming back into the fight like he's really a Taurus bull. And Bonnie Lee right from Bonnie Lee to Cox. Another right from Bonnie Lee to Cox. Another right and a left and a right and a left for Cox is down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Cox is out. Cox is out. Bonnie Lee, winner and champion of Music Street.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is the radio obituary for Joe Ruby, the American animator, television editor, writer, and producer. He was the co-founder of the television animation production company Ruby Spears Productions. And they were noted for creating the animated series Scooby-Doo. They, of course, moved to work with Hanna-Barbera after creating Scooby-Doo, where they also dealt with Dino-Mutt, Dog Wonder, and Jabberjaw. Joe Ruby just passed away at 87. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now for the radio obituary, saxophonist, composer, and clarinetist. At the age of 19, that was back in 1959, he was booked by Ronnie Scott to perform at the opening of Scott's Club in London. That same year, he received the Melody Maker New Star Award and went on to work with Johnny Dankworth's orchestra from 1960 through 61. He continued his successful work, moving on to big bands with Maynard Ferguson, Tubby Hayes, Harry South, Stan Tracy, and even the Ray Charles Band on a European tour. Peter King just passed away at 80. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
If you are pushing 70 or just approaching 17, you will be looking for a he, not too unlike your wildest dream, who will also act reliably. You know the sort of thing I mean. Consider age, mentality, income, color, class, and creed. But if you want a certainty, the type of fellow you will need is known as the liberal man. When first you meet him, the whole world seems to pause. And as he looks into your eyes, he tells you why deep-rooted prejudice and bourgeois laws demand a rep do or die. And as he slips into your bed, how to change the state by striving for the cause. And you feel confident that he'll do nothing less. Although the only state he changed that night was yours. And when he asks you, love me, you gladly answer, yes. When you are wed, he says we may not have a home, because the novel I am writing will describe our way of life as rotten to the bone. And those who tell the truth are kept outside. But when the audience, whose values he derided, begin to buy his book, the pounds roll in. So he buys a house on credit, it's decided that he'd be more effective working from within. And when he whispers, you still love me, kiss his mortgage chin. When his son is born, he says, I think it best to take a steady job and drive a car. My wife should feel secure, and she should be well dressed, and little Mark must go to Winchester. But when he finds his tongue is nailed to the floor by the cannot do without, you'll hear that nonconformist who's conforming roar. Oh, it was you and your damn child made me sell out. Then he whimpers, do you love me? And you have to answer, sure. So time goes, that's another year. And as you sigh and think of things that might have been, your husband hides his face in the Observer. And you, my dear, you cry into the Queen. So time goes by, and when little Mark comes home from school, the country's good and dead. You smile, you feel quite safe, you know the rule. That time and compromise will soothe his dreamy head. And when he asks you, do you love me? You send him up to bed.
My tears for you make everything hazy, cloud in my sky, all blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me they knew. But you were the type who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? You, don't you know they'll soon be taking me away? See, something I said or something I did mad had a cause I really don't know. Why didn't you tell me what's the matter now and then, my misery? Oh, can't you see how you're clouding all the skies up above me? And all those so-called friends who come around and hang around, they bring me down. No, they didn't mean it, but I really could do without them. Something about them now tells me how. Oh, what am I doing here? I'm going crazy. Nothing can come and take me away. I've had my own. Cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the type who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to take me away? I've had my say on you. Let me be.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Manuel El Loco Valdez, the Mexican actor and comedian. He just passed away at 89. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Manuel Valdez right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Para ustedes, unas palabras chicas.
Pareces una rosa, bonita y olorosa, que atraes a los hombres y con tu rara y fina frivolidad.
Pero nadie sabe.
Eres mala y de corazón perverso, porque finges no lo sé. eres tan hermosa, tan linda y primorosa, que atraes a los hombres con tu rara y fina frivolita.
Pero nadie sabe.
Corazón perverso, porque finges no lo sé. Te burlas de los hombres, te encanta verlos tristes. Tu fama es su derrota y padecer. Tu alma envenenada, la sientes venenosa. No tienes su forma de mujer. Tú eres tan hermosa, tan linda y primorosa, que atraes a los hombres y fina frivolidad.
Pero nadie sabe.